so thrilled that you are here tonight. I'm actually particularly thrilled that my family are here tonight, because I've worked out there's only 7 days left until Christmas. And none of them have asked me yet what I want. And so I thought it would be a good opportunity this evening, just in the talk, to drop a few hints. You see, in just a few days' time after Christmas, I am going on holiday. And I'm pretty excited about that. And if you know me well, you'll know what I'm going to be doing on holiday. I'm going fishing. But it's going to be different this time. Because for the first time, I'm going night fishing. Ooh. Isn't that exciting? And so I got all excited. I'm going night fishing. I got all my tackle together recently. I checked it all out. And you know what I discovered? I don't have a torch. And I said to myself, Luke, you can't go night fishing without a torch. So I thought it would be a good idea this evening to talk about my need for some torches. A nice headlamp for my head, and maybe a spotlight for the boat. And I figured that if I had the right torches, when I catch that humongous fish, I'm owed one. I haven't caught one for 15 years. When I catch it, at least I'll be able to see what I'm doing, or at least be able to see when it gets away, which is nearer the truth. You see, light is helpful in the dark, isn't it? It's one of the reasons why there's so much light discussed at Christmas time. In fact, all around us, there are pictures of light at Christmas time. Houses are decorated. We've come to carols by candlelight tonight, or in the modern version with health and safety, carols by glow stick. We have Christmas trees with lights on. We have Advent candles. Light is a real picture of Christmas. And all of those different lights point to a very special light that was coming into the world. Of course, the idea of light and Christmas actually happened long before the very first Christmas. I don't know if you picked it up earlier this evening in one of the readings, there was a prophecy about the light coming into the world. See, 800 years before Jesus came, we read these words in Isaiah chapter 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Prophet Isaiah understood that the people are walking in darkness. It's not literal darkness. It's not that there was an Eskom issue there back in Israel. No, it's a figurative picture. It's describing those who are walking through life amidst confusion and brokenness, amidst deception, amidst pain, amidst bereavement. It's those who have come to understand that life isn't really working always the way it's meant to work. And for many of them, because of that, they can't make sense of life. It just seems to be a fog, a darkness. Back in Isaiah's day, the reason for that is because they've rejected God. They've stopped listening to his word. And I guess we could say the same is true today, isn't it? 2,500 years later, not much has changed. People are still in darkness. People are still living in the shadow of death. That is, they're living in that area where life doesn't make sense, where life is marked by pain and heartache, where they are very close, actually, to being separated from God and all his good things. See, Isaiah understood way back then that life apart from God is actually not life. Life apart from God is actually death. It is darkness. There is no light. As we sit here tonight, it might be that that's how you feel. It might be that you feel at the moment that life is just one big fog, that life is hard, that life is difficult. It might be some of us here tonight are still living in the darkness. In which case, Christmas is awfully good news for you, because Christmas reminds us, to those in darkness, a light has dawned. See, the light has come to those who actually don't deserve it, but who desperately need it. God sends his light to dispel darkness. And indeed, his light is an extraordinary manifestation of his grace. He gives it to those who don't deserve it. He gives it to those who've actually rejected him. One writer says, there is a light for these people because their sin and their rebellion are not enough to keep God from manifesting himself to them. Isn't that a great picture? They couldn't do enough to stop God from shining his light to them. You see, light is always a picture of God's grace. But indeed, it's an extraordinary manifestation of his glory too. See, the light that will come into the darkness will make God known in a way we've never experienced before. The light will reveal God uniquely and supremely. The light will show us God as he really is, in his goodness, in his kindness, in his mercy. See, when the light comes, we will finally come to understand what God is really like and how far God will really go for us. See, the light will reveal his glory. Isaiah is very helpful because a few verses later, that was verse 2, in verse 6, he's going to say that the light he's talking about is a person. In verse 6, he says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." The light who comes into the world is Jesus Christ, born that very first Christmas. He is God's provision of light. He is the light of the world who overcomes darkness. Indeed, he is the life of the world who overcomes death. Which is why Christmas should be a great time of joy and a great time of celebration, because light has dawned, because salvation has come. See, Christmas is incredibly good news to you and me, because it reminds us that the difference for you and for me between staying in the dark or moving to the light has to do with how we respond to this Jesus born that very first Christmas. It's not how religious you are. It's not how moral or good you are. It's not even how much you put in the bag, not that I'm hinting in any way. No, it's really all to do with how you respond to Jesus. He's the light of the world who came to dispel darkness. And so it doesn't matter where you are tonight, Christmas has a challenge for you. It has a challenge for you. On the one hand, it will say to you, come out of the darkness. Come out of the darkness. Christmas reminds me that you'll never make sense of life apart from Jesus. You'll never escape the fog, the mess, the darkness, the pain, the heartache. You'll never escape it without Jesus. But the light has come. And if we come to him, we too can move from the darkness to the light. We can move from the shadow of death to the gift of eternal life. And so tonight it might be that Christmas says to you, come out of the darkness. And it might be you know you're in the darkness, and it might be you don't want to be there. And it might be you would love to come out of the darkness. Can I say to you tonight, if that's you, come and chat to me afterwards. Chat to Graham, who you've seen up front here. Chat to Kim. He'll be at the info desk afterwards. We'd love to give you a little booklet. We'd love to talk to you tell you how you can move into the light. But of course, many of us here will say, well, we've already come out the darkness. We've already come out the darkness. Well, then I think Christmas says to you and me, are you continuing in the light? Are you continuing in the light? If we say we've moved from darkness to light, are we showing the world by the way we think, and the way we speak, and the way we act, can we say to the world, we are in the light, and we are following the light? Are we living today as those who really are the salt of the earth and the light of the world? See, if we are continuing in the light, can I ask you, is your light shining? So when others look to you, they too see Jesus, the light of the world, born that very first Christmas.